Thank you. I'm representing Webster University, former UNCTAD staff, Ruben Injikian. Thank you.
Okay, thank you for that question. It's certainly, we recognize that there's a lot of discussion about CO2 utilization these days. There's lots of conferences, lots of it does generate interest. The way we have seen it typically is that we need to look at it sort of through three lenses. One is the first is the sort of fate of what happens to the CO2. If it gets emitted to the atmosphere very rapidly after it's been used, it will have perhaps little or no help climate-wise. Second one is scale. That does it help you actually drive CO2 capture projects into fruition? If we're talking about some thousands of tons a year, it may be small, too small for any large projects to be set up. And then third point is that does it generate a revenue for the capture project, which I think by definition they always should. And so I think from our perspective, we've looked at utilization and kind of always try to see it in the climate context, at least for the time being. And if there are good uses for CO2 in the chemical industry or elsewhere, fine, but they're not necessarily always climate beneficial. Now, enhanced oil recovery obviously is one the largest single use of CO2 today. And that could be a permanent way of storing CO2 if you implemented a number of things. So it could be a large use. Perhaps some other aspects, construction materials, people talk about concrete curing and things like that. So there are certainly uses that could tie the CO2 for a long period of time. And then there's other uses like converting CO2 into liquid fuels, which is discussed, and I think that will then require a heavy life cycle analysis. That what will it replace, and what is the benefit of using the energy to convert the CO2 into fuel, and then burn that fuel, and will it replace something which is more CO2 intensive? So it's a big area. We don't dismiss it, but we want to look at it from the climate angle. That's the short of it.